You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
You're listening to the Mutual Audio Network. Have a good day.
The following audio drama is rated G, which means it's perfectly safe for folks and families of all ages. Yes, even grandma. Enjoy!
Welcome to Story Circle Theater, where some of our favorite friends share some of our favorite stories. And today I'm going to share one of my favorites with you, and that's Beatrix Potter's The Tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Now, there's two words you should know before we start. Number one is Macintosh, which is a raincoat, and number two is galoshes, which are boots. So join the circle, get comfortable, relax, and enjoy the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher. The Tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher by Beatrix Potter. Read for you today by Jeff Billard. For Stephanie from Cousin B. Once upon a time, there was a frog called Mr. Jeremy Fisher. He lived in a little damp house amongst the buttercups at the edge of a pond. The water was all slippy-sloppy in the larder and in the back passage, but Mr. Jeremy liked getting his feet wet. Nobody ever scolded him, and he never caught a cold. He was quite pleased when he looked out and saw large drops of rain splashing in the pond. "I will get some worms and go fishing and catch a dish of minnows for my dinner," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "If I catch more than 5 fish, I will invite my friends Mr. Alderman Ptolemy Tortoise and Sir Isaac Newton. The alderman, however, eats salad." Mr. Jeremy put on a Macintosh and a pair of shiny galoshes. He took his rod and basket and set off with enormous hops to the place where he kept his boat. The boat was round and green and very like the other lily leaves. It was tied to a water plant in the middle of a pond. Mr. Jeremy took a reed pole and pushed the boat out into the open water. "I know a good place for minnows," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. Mr. Jeremy stuck his pole into the mud and fastened the boat to it. Then he settled himself cross-legged and arranged his fishing tackle. He had the dearest little red float. His rod was a tough stalk of grass, his line was a fine long white horsehair, and he tied a little wriggling worm at the end. The rain trickled down his back, and for nearly an hour he stared at the float.
"This is getting tiresome. I think I should like some lunch," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher.
He punted back again amongst the water plants and took some lunch out of his basket.
"I will eat a butterfly sandwich and wait till the shower is over," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher.
A great big water beetle came up underneath the lily leaf and tweaked the toe of one of his galoshes. Mr. Jeremy crossed his legs up shorter, out of reach, and went on eating his sandwich. Once or twice something moved about with a rustle and a splash amongst the rushes at the side of the pond.
"I trust that is not a rat," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "I think I had better get away from here."
Mr. Jeremy shoved the boat out again a little way, and he dropped in the bait. There was a bite almost directly. The float gave a tremendous bobbit.
"A minnow! A minnow! I have him by the nose!" cried Mr. Jeremy Fisher, jerking up his rod.
But what a horrible surprise! Instead of a smooth, fat minnow, Mr. Jeremy landed little Jack Sharp, the stickleback, covered with spines. Oh, the stickleback floundered about the boat, pricking and snapping until he was quite out of breath, and then he jumped back into the water. And a shoal of other little fishes put their heads out and laughed at Mr. Jeremy Fisher. And while Mr. Jeremy sat disconsolately on the edge of his boat, sucking his sore fingers and peering down into the water, a much worse thing happened, a really frightful thing it would have been if Mr. Jeremy had not been wearing a Macintosh. A great big enormous trout came up, ker-plop, with a splash, and it seized Mr. Jeremy with a snap, ow, 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 and then it turned and dived down to the bottom of the pond.
But the trout was so displeased with the taste of the Macintosh that in less than half a minute, it spat him out again, and the only thing it swallowed was Mr. Jeremy's galoshes. Mr. Jeremy bounced up to the surface like a cork and the bubbles out of a soda water bottle, and he swam with all his might to the edge of the pond. He scrambled out on the first bank he came to, and he hopped home across the meadow with his Macintosh all in tatters. "What a mercy that was not a pike," said Mr. Jeremy Fisher. "I have lost my rod and basket, but it does not much matter, for I am sure I should never have dared to go fishing again." He put some sticking plaster on his fingers, and his friends both came to dinner. He could not offer them fish, but he had something else in his larder. Sir Isaac Newton wore his black and gold waistcoat, and Mr. Alderman Ptolemy Tortoise brought a salad with him in a string bag. And instead of a nice dish of minnows, they had a roasted grasshopper with ladybird sauce, which frogs consider a beautiful treat, but I think it must have been nasty. The end.
We hope you enjoyed the tale of Mr. Jeremy Fisher, and we hope you'll read more of Beatrix Potter's wonderful stories. So thank you for joining us today here on Story Circle Theater, and don't forget to come back next week, and hey, keep reading!
Audio Groove Cat.
This has been an Electric Vicuna production.
Good morning. We hope you're enjoying Saturday Story Circle. Get enough cereal? How's the coloring going? You can always join us tomorrow on Mutual with the Sunday Showcase, original audio drama from the United Artists of Audio, right here on Mutual. Subscribe to the full Mutual Audio Network feed for exciting audio drama every day. Or find the Sunday Showcase feed in your favorite podcast players.
The Mutual Audio Drama Network, where we listen and imagine together.